Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. This is going to be episode 45 and a bit of a spoiler warning for everyone listening to this one. So for this episode, we wanted to talk, I guess since that Spider-Man movie just came out.
Oh, buddy, it was spicy.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about the Spider-Man movie a little bit. So there's going to be spoilers for that movie if you haven't watched it. We're also going to go through some quick anime news, just talk about what's coming up. And hopefully we'll see where that goes, because there's a lot of big name anime. Big names, a lot of season 2, season 3, a lot of that coming up as well. I think that's pretty much all we really want to cover in this one. Maybe no major spoilers for the current season of anime. I guess we'll plan to do that. I guess
one more of it's done.
Yeah, because a lot of the animes we're currently watching, they're only episode, like, what, 9?
Yeah, 10.
10? Yeah, some are about to finish up. Some are, like, way not ready to finish. So
some of them are done, but that's, like, one or two, I think.
Yeah, it's been a really weird season for anime overall. So I guess we'll just go into Spider-Man, James. So,
so good.
I remember
I wasn't even going to watch it.
Yeah. So I went to go watch Spider-Man, and then I wasn't even that excited.
No, I don't feel like watching this, but my cousin does.
Yeah.
That's what you said. You were resigned to watch it.
Yeah, my cousin came over. He's like, "Oh, I'm so excited for the Spider-Man movie." I was like, "All right, you want to go watch it?" So me and him went to go watch it. And
yeah.
That's pretty much the only reason I went to go watch it. If I was gonna watch it, I was probably just gonna wait for it to come out and.
Oh, me
DVD
too.
Or something.
I was gonna wait for it to stream on Disney Plus. That's exactly what I was gonna do. The day I was like, "Oh, you're going to?" No, I'll just wait for it to be online.
Right. Yeah, because the reason why I wasn't super excited was because Spider-Man 2 wasn't that good. It was kind of.
It was cool, but I could have waited for it to stream. It was urgent. I definitely saw it in the theaters, though. It was worth it.
Right. Yeah, like it's. Did I watch it in? No, I didn't watch. I didn't watch that in theaters. I watched that.
I watched all of the Tom Holland movies in theater. Even the last Andrew Garfield one I saw in theater.
He only had two movies, though, so...
Yeah.
It's one or the other. No, I only watched the first one. The first Tom Holland one in theater, and then the second one I waited for DVD.
Tom Holland is definitely my Spider-Man, just like Pierce Brosnan is my 007.
I'm sorry, but I will always have Toby.
Toby's like, you can't even put him in the list. He's the first one. He's the revered ancestor.
Original. Yeah, he's the original. He's just
the original. You can't. He has the Spider-Man essence. Like, he's the best comic feeling Spider-Man.
In terms of goofiness
and being able to pull off all that excellence of Spider-Man.
Like, he's so goofy that, like, there's so many memes about him being goofy. That's how goofy he is.
He's the most believable Peter Parker, but I just like Tom Holland because I'm so attached to him.
He's grown to you, right?
Oh my god, yeah, I love that kid, dude.
So I remember after I was watching it, right? I was like, damn, that's pretty good. And then I text you like, "Hey, I just finished watching the Spider movie," and you're like, "Good? Bad? How was it?" And all I could say was like, this Spider-Man movie is greater than Endgame. And you're like, what? No.
And yeah, you don't know the real reason why I went? Because yesterday you're like, "Oh man, you gotta go watch this before you get spoiled." I was like, "What are you talking about? Is there's gonna be a very good D-list cameo that you enjoy?" And then like not 2 minutes later, my cousin was like, "I saw Spider-Man on a bootleg cam." And then he just typed standing ovation. I was like, "Oh fuck, I gotta go watch it." Dude, I immediately went to watch it 15 minutes later, by the way. I was able to get a good seat in the middle. I almost fell down the stairs because I couldn't see anything because of my transition lenses.
I was like, yeah, because after I watched it, I knew that like you definitely had to go watch it because
How did I not get spoiled beforehand? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought they. How did they keep that secret? I didn't see any listings for.
They didn't keep McGuire. It secret. It's just because you weren't looking for spoilers that you. Oh, didn't get
I wasn't looking for. Yeah, I'm very on point about giving myself a moratorium from previews. I will not watch previews. I will not watch any press releases. God knows Tom Holland might spoil it on accident. Oh, God. which is endearing.
That's so true.
That yeah, so true. I remember Don Cheadle's like, oh my God. Or was it Don Cheadle or Benedict Cumberbatch that he spoiled
like covering. He was like covering his mouth. He's like, no, no, no.
Oh, I was like, this is my stomach sick. And I was like, oh, fuck Tom Holland. Until the point where they had to have people go with him to have him not spoil. No, it was, for spoilers, it was the Hulk's actor next to Don Cheadle. He's like, no, you're not supposed to see that. He's like, oh, no.
Well, it's out now. It's out now.
yeah, I love those videos. That's great. The moment of terror, because the mouse is coming after them.
Okay, so for the movie in general. Okay, so second spoiler warning. So we haven't gotten into major spoilers, but spoilers now. Were there any, like, besides from the main three characters, the main three cameos or whatever, did you have any exciting cameos you really enjoyed?
Yeah, Daredevil. I was like...
Exactly. Out of nowhere,
I
right?
thought that was the D-list cameo you're talking about, no, but you're talking about Andrew Garfield. I was like, yeah, dude is a tremendous actor. How would you call him a D-list actor? How dare you? He's excellent. He's fantastic.
But I
Peter Parker, actually, OG, is right.
I was actually talking about... for the D-list actor, I was kind of somewhat talking about Daredevil, but I think another D-list actor I really enjoyed that they brought back from the original...
Wong?
Endgame? Not Wong. Endgame was... who's that guy? The black guy? The coach? The instructor?
Oh, I didn't remember he was in... Yeah, he's not D-list, though. He's like A or B.
No,
everybody
he's a
knows
D-list.
Kia.
He's a
dude. They also had Hannibal Buress there.
The Hannibal Buress. That's who I was talking about.
He's the one who got everybody to start talking about Bill Cosby and having everything shed his light. Unironically, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant for that to explode like it did. It might have been a joke, or it might have been like everybody knows in Hollywood, but nobody talks about it type of thing.
Yeah, I always enjoy Hannibal Buress when he's on screen, just because he's like, I don't know, he's just like, his deadpan acting is so nice to watch, and he's only there for like a minute, but he's...
always a standout.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. It was very enjoyable to see, because honestly, I feel like they were trying to separate, like, Netflix MCU from, like, actual
MCU. I'm so
MCU.
Glad. Dude, you don't know how happy I am. How far did you get into Hawkeye, by the way?
Episode 4-ish, I think.
Never mind. I won't say anything more.
I mean, there's only 5 to it, right? So
yeah, but there's some big implications in episode 5.
Big names and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting it, too.
I really love that Daredevil... Really, all the actors for that, I'm so glad that they kept it in, because he's great. The only one I didn't really care too much about was Iron Fist for the Netflix Marvel Universe.
Who was that girl that also had her own little spinoff?
Jessica Jones.
Was
She's
that
just strong. Of? It's okay. It had David Tennant in it, which I love David Tennant, you know, from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
He was, I think, the 5th Doctor? I remember. That's a whole other series.
I don't watch Doctor Who, so that's all.
I got right hooked there. On it watching, you know, farming shinies with the Masuda method.
So with just going into the spoilers right away, I'm okay. Even though I joke around a lot saying that I just hate Andrew Garfield, I'm glad he got his redemption.
He was beautiful in that movie. Dude, I love that. He was so heartwarming. He's like, I always wanted brothers. And he's all like broody and stuff like that. And he went on to be happier in the, you know, because he really had a darker Spider-Man. It wasn't really very lighthearted, yeah. I would say. It wasn't like Peter, like Tobey Maguire, very upbeat or anything like that. His was more serious and, yeah.
Right.
He did a good job as his Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, it was great. Like, they had just really good jokes all around. Just like the three of them bouncing off each other. So great.
Oh, my God. Dude, the back cracking part, the bonding, oh, it's tremendous.
Dude, I love the web joke.
Does it come out of any other hole? He's like, no, just my wrist.
No. You know what my favorite web joke was?
Which
was
one?
When they were fighting back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And Toby shoots like a web trying to like latch onto like a building or something, and it accidentally hit
another web.
Andrew Garfield in the face, and Andrew Garfield pulls off the web from his face. He's like, "Ew, that's disgusting."
Because it's his bodily web. It's not even the made one, the constructed one.
Exactly. That was a joke. That's why that was so funny.
You know, they might be making another Spider-Man with Tom Holland, aren't they? Because I saw news saying that it's in talks. The other day, of course, I saw the movie.
Dude, it's big money right now. Why are they not?
Like, why would you not? You know, dude, I want to see his Ned get, you know, recruited by Doctor Strange. I need to see that.
He's magic now.
Dude, the best part with Ned was, Ned had so many standout parts. Yeah. The part him talking to Doctor Strange, he's like, "Oh, my aunt told me we have some, you know, magic in our family. Like, we get some tingling in our limbs." He's like, "No, you need to talk to your physician about that because he's fat. Might be diabetes. He's some neuropathy."
Wait. What about the, like, you know when they're talking about, like, the Spider-Man tingle?
Oh, yeah. You gotta trust them. I have that too.
I love it when, what's her name? The Mary, like MJ, what's Jones or whatever, something like that, right?
MJ?
What is her name in Tom Zendaya? Holland's universe? Is it
MJ? MJ.
No. MJ, in their universe, she's called Mary Jane, but what is she called in?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll just call her MJ. I remember when she, like, they were talking and Tom Holland was like, oh no, MJ was like, "Are you getting the tingle? Are you getting that tingle in your dingle? Like that dingle? Are you feeling that tingle?"
Oh my god. And what about when, speaking of names, when he was like, "Peter," and all three of them like, "Yeah."
Oh yeah, when Ned was like, Ned Peter, was like,
the computer?
No. It was like, Peter, like, yeah, we're all Peter. It was like, Peter Parker. Yeah, all Parker. Oh, all the same name.
Dude, what about when Ned went over to Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire and he was like, "So, do you guys have a best friend?" And he's like, "Yeah, killed him in battle." And he's like, "Dude, when I was in there, the whole movie fucking started. They lost it. Everybody lost it."
Dude, I just love it. Like, I love it. Like, this is a movie you have to watch in theaters because you have to watch it with other people, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That sense of, like, whenever they showed the cameo of Andrew Garfield walking out, the whole theater was like, "Whoa! What?"
And they're like, like, none. It felt like none of us knew, and we expected that's all we were going to get. And then we saw Tobey Maguire. I was like, "No way!" I shouted, "No way!" in the theater. I was like, "Oh, sorry."
Oh, like, so in my theater, I had like one dude sitting like a couple rows behind me. He was doing live Spanish translation for his mother. I didn't mind it though. That's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
He was like whispering it, but I can somewhat hear it, but like, you know, he wants to explain it to his mother. I'm totally fine with that. He's not on his phone or anything like that, so I'm fine.
It's kind of endearing, but also like, "Oh dude, rent out a whole theater." I'm just kidding.
I know, like, I've seen people, like, I'd rather have a person translating because, you know, they're excited, they're showing, you know, a person how,
yeah,
like, what they're excited about or whatever.
Dude, I can sympathize with them. I've done that for many of VHSs for my pops.
I'm so glad now that you can just download subtitles now. It's so good.
I mean, somebody has to make them, but yeah, they typically have them for all languages in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know in Houston, they have like certain showings where they have pre like hard subs in. So that's I'm glad they have that.
Really, for any theater outside of America, they'll have hard sub too if you want to watch it in English.
Did you actually see that in Hollow Live? I think it was like
what?
I think it was Subaru, Darkness. No, Laplace, and then one other. They actually got invited to an early screening of Spider-Man, which is
no way,
cool.
Dude. Yeah, you just know they did that so they can know who they are in real life. I gotta know who Laplace and Subaru is.
So when
can
they
I
got
your autograph,
when they got invited, they actually sent a Twitter about it, and actually, my theater had a person dressed up as Spider-Man.
Yeah, a lot of people dressed up as Spider-Man or wore Jordans.
No, like the official person dressed up as Spider-Man. You know what I'm talking about? Like a picture, like a photo op person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my theater had it. My theater had it. So when they went, there was, of course, an early screen that, you know, they had a guy dressed as a Spider-Man. And then they took a photo and then they put in their avatar photo next to the Spider-Man. It's on the Twitter. You definitely have to go see it. It's really funny. And with, I think they were going to invite more, but since it's like, you know, it's early screening and then they have like a certain time slot, like the other girls probably got invited too, but since they probably have other stuff already set in that time slot, they weren't able to go. So
I guess. Are you talking about just a dude dressing up in a costume or like an actual Spider-Man actor?
No, just a person dressed up as Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You made it sound like they managed to snag. Like, how do they have that on a Saturday instead of like the Thursday night that it shows?
I have no idea. I love when Tobey Maguire entered, or when it's like when he came up as the cameo. Like, of course he came in as like the most goofiest way. He's like, I just walked through this hole and oh, it's gone.
Dude, remember when Andrew Garfield was like, so do you have a costume or are you just gonna be dressed up as a youth pastor? Oh my god. He's like, no, I have it under. He's like, oh, okay.
It's like so you're Spider-Man, right? It's like, yeah, I don't go around just telling people I'm Spider-Man. Dude, shout out to Ned's mom.
Oh my god, making them get the webs in the corner. It's like, oh, I'm going to sleep. It's like, bye, Ned.
Like, since they're already up there, can you go tell them to
get their quarters? She's lived through the you know, the flippening or whatever that was where they all disappeared.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So she's seen some shit. She's been through it.
She doesn't care. She's at that point where she's like,
she doesn't care. Hijo, el spider web, por favor. She doesn't speak Spanish, but she had that Spanish old mom energy.
Like, they cast the perfect person, right?
Yeah.
couldn't have cast a better person.
No way. That. Yeah. It would have been funny if they got Ned's actual mom. I would have loved that, but, you know, I'm sure she was an actor.
What if that was Ned's actual mom? You never know.
Could've been. I hope. He pulled some web. Hey, can you cast my mom to be in this third movie since it's the last one, potentially?
Potentially. Did you sit past to the ending credits?
Yeah, both.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for the
Doctor Strange. This is going to be so good. I was half expecting there to be like a real life casted Miles Morales because they made it sound like this is going to be the last one with Tom Holland. They're like, why would they do that? Nah, I mean, even this one, they had to fight. Like, Tom Holland's like, why do you guys cancel it? And then he pulled through for us. He knew he wanted it. Yeah. Obviously, Tom Holland's like, I'm not going to play him forever. Because I got to do other stuff, obviously. Because he's a good actor. And he's going to be in Uncharted. We saw the preview for that. It looked pretty good. Right. It just looked like unpowered Spider-Man as Nathan Drake is what it looked like.
I feel like Nathan Drake, I'm okay with him being cast as Nathan Drake. Yeah. Whenever I think of Nathan Drake, I think like a guy in his mid-40s or something like that.
Like the guy from Firefly or whatever?
Yeah, maybe a little older even so, but yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm fine. We'll see where it goes, especially like with him playing Spider-Man with how young he is. I wasn't expecting it, but because they set it up to where like it's multiple universes at multiple times.
Yeah.
They could pretty much do whatever they want with the franchise at this point just because they've branched out so much, especially with what was it? What If?
It was so good.
Yeah, that is so good. I don't want to spoil that for anyone who hasn't watched it, but you definitely have to watch What If. It's basically What If is basically like a bunch of
fan stories.
Not that, like just a bunch of comic book writers or whatever just sat around drinking beer and just like, hey, what if X does X or blank does blank, you know? Like they're just shooting.
That's probably what it was. Yeah, or it was actual stories. I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably
the Marvel just shooting universe is huge.
Exactly. Just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. how did you feel about Green Goblin being he didn't mean to be the bad guy, but he was. Oh, it just broke my heart at the end with Green Goblin. Where he's like, oh, what have I done after they fixed him?
I am so glad they brought the original actors back to play the bad guys.
Dude, like, William Dafoe put a whole new spin on that character. That made me feel so bad for the Green Goblin. He's just old man with dementia energy. And that just broke me a little bit, to be honest. That made me sad. It was so sweet how Tom Holland's mom was treating him like I forget what the mom was calling me. I was like, oh, you gotta help him. You know, he's lost in his head. Oh my God, that was just so touchy.
It's crazy. I'm really glad that even though she died, I am glad that Andrew Garfield got his redemption with saving Mary Jane, because in his universe, he wasn't able to.
I didn't even think about how that would feel for him. Like, now that you mentioned it, yeah, he saved her in this one, not in the other one.
Right. So he got that. That's the redemption he got. And then Tobey Maguire also got his redemption by with Toby, right? Because Tobey Maguire
with Green Goblin.
With Tom Holland, because he didn't let Tom Holland kill Green Goblin.
Oh yeah. He got stabbed. It's like, oh wait, yeah, he got stabbed in the other one.
I've
been stabbed before. I forget. He's the pinnacle Spider-Man, the one that can make the bodily webs.
I love that.
I don't want to talk that. About it. I don't want to be rude or anything. But how do you make it?
I love that when they're both lying down, like was it Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire? Andrew's like, man, you're really hurting, aren't you? And he's like, yeah, it really hurts. I was like, I remember when Green Goblin stabbed him. I love that they do like a pan shot to his face where he's like, you know, he's not dead. He's just like, oh man, this fucking sucks. Great directing. That was a great. Oh my God.
This is perfect. This is a perfect movie. Didn't it get like a perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes?
It was like a 9.6 or something. Something really high.
Something. I don't think we could have gotten anything better. This is gonna be hard to top for
was fans I not of right movies. Was I not right that this was better than Endgame?
Yeah, it was better than Endgame for sure. Yeah,
like Endgame was like one of those movies where you watch it, it was like,
oh, you had to watch it, like you had to go see so you don't get spoiled. This one, I thought it wasn't gonna be like that. Little did I know. Jesus.
Aren't you glad you watched it now so you don't get spoiled later on? Because this is like, was I not right that this is easily spoiler?
Like, and you said like, I don't think I'm gonna go watch this again, and you never watch a movie theater.
Yeah, like I'll watch movies again at home. You know, when they come out with like a stream release or a DVD release, I'll watch them again. But I never, ever go watch movies again in a theater, because that's stupid. Like in my head, whenever people say that, like, oh, I watched this four times in theater, I was like, that's a waste of money. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is. Why would you go? Unless you like really wanted to.
Yeah,
like if Evangelion showed in theaters, like, yeah, I saw that movie twice in 2 days. There's a very short list of movies that I would do that for.
That's the reason I was like, this is like, it's because there's so much stuff you're missing. Like, another movie I would think about maybe watching again was like maybe Ready Player One, just to like, if you're that type of person that likes to pick out like cameos and stuff like that.
No, that's a movie that you watch it on your computer or your TV and you pause it to every 30 frames. Yeah.
Or you watch it like at 25x speed or something, or 0.25x speed.
Yeah.
Pick stuff out. But yeah, like Spider-Man, it just has like that perfect amount of comedy, the perfect amount of like everything, like acting. Oh God, it was so good.
What if they Space Jammed it and put in like the 3D Miles Morales cameo really quick? Nah, that wouldn't have worked. That'd have been too weird, right?
No. But you got the joke though. The lightning guy was like, man, I thought you would be black. You keep from the Bronx.
You help poor people. Look at Jamie Foxx. I wonder if he ad-libbed that.
Oh, you know what? That could have been an ad-lib line.
Oh my God. They all fit in so seamlessly. Like, just... Oh, it's perfect. I can't understate how perfect all the bad guys were.
How crazy is it that... Like, could you imagine, like... Like 10 years ago or whatever, when Marvel was just popping off, I would tell you, like, dude, the next big thing that's gonna like crush the current MCU universe is Spider-Man. You would never believe that. That's, you know, because Spider-Man, like, for the longest time has gotten really downhill, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the cartoons were pretty big for kids, but nowhere did I think people would love Spider-Man as much.
Exactly,
like the first movie for sure, though after that I was like, oh shit, yeah, they did it.
Yeah, they're well, like even after that with the Miles Morales, you know, that was a big one too, you know. And then they
no just but kept Peter going. Parker is the one that really set that on fire. I forget the name of the guy. They even thanked him in the credits. Toby? Ivy. No, it was the director of the original Spider-Man's.
Oh, I don't remember, but yeah, it's so crazy how big it's gotten. Like, we already know
Avi Arad, Spider-Man was a dude that really pushed Spider-Man forward.
What do you think about the next Spider-Man going with it being the Venom?
Oh yeah, because they left the symbiote. I mean, it's not going to be the same actor for Eddie Brock, right?
No, he went back to his time. No. Did you ever see Spider-Man the animated show or whatever?
Yes.
Did you ever see that, the one where Spider-Man meets up with Venom and the symbiote combines with the suit and he gets like the black suit?
Spider-Man, yeah, of course.
Dude, that was my favorite suit of all time.
Yeah, everybody loves that one.
Yeah, I remember instead of webs, he shot out like the black goo that just like grabbed onto stuff.
Yeah, it's like basically tar or something like that.
Yeah, I think in that universe, Spider-Man still uses the
canisters.
Yeah, the canisters, but with the suit, he didn't need the canisters anymore.
And also, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Good.
I didn't see Venom: Let There Be Carnage. Is that even streaming anywhere right now?
I know it's out. I think maybe on DVD or whatever. I couldn't care less about Venom. I just don't like, I don't know. I was never big into Venom in general. I didn't even expect Venom to get its own spinoff. The only reason I know Venom is when in the animated show with Venom and Spider-Man, like Venom first showed up in like the Spider-Man animated show for me.
So. They're definitely basically going into every hero bad guy in making a movie. Like, did you see the preview for Morbius? That's coming out like in a month, dude. Month, 2 months. Who? Morbius, Dr. Morbius.
I have no idea who that is.
You didn't see the preview?
No, I got that right when the movie started.
Like, they hit us with like 30 minutes of previews. This is ridiculous.
Nah, see, like, I love my movie theaters because, like, you know how they say, like, well, we're gonna start at, you know, 9 o'clock, and then you get there at 9 o'clock and there's like 20 minutes of previews.
Yep.
Mine says whenever it starts at 9 o'clock, it's legit starts at 9 o'clock. So if you want to see previews, you got to get there at 9:30.
Oh, not 9:30, 8:30.
Yeah,
he's like a Dracula looking dude. It's like a minor character, I guess. I've never heard of him before. And we're also gonna get a movie for Moon Knight, I think, or I don't know if that's a series, but that one looks really cool.
What is that, Moon Knight? Maybe I should start watching previews because I know
these are like comic book characters that haven't really had a existence in any of the cartoons or anything like that. Or if they did, they were like one or two episodes, very minor.
Right. Maybe you should take the leap and tell me if it's good to watch or not.
Okay. I mean, that's like some straight to DVD stuff for me. I'm not going to watch it until later.
Because like you weren't going to watch Spider-Man until
no, I prefer to watch it because, you know, it's like 3 hours long and I always got to use the restroom. I legit didn't drink any water. I was like, okay, I'm not drinking anything.
And then you don't want to miss any of that.
No way. I remember having to do that during the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. I was like, okay, nothing's happening right now. What's the worst that could happen? I come back and then freaking MJ or Gwen is dead. I was like, oh, what? I started falling. I was like, God damn it.
How long was your restroom break? Like 2 minutes?
Yeah. You had to go down the hallway. Oh. I ran and I was out of breath when I came back. I ain't no Usain Bolt. What do you think?
That's pretty funny.
I was like, God damn it. Like, this time I saw the Green Goblin sitting with Aunt May, you know, at the homeless shelter, and I was like, I almost feel like I gotta use the restroom. I was like, I remember what happened last time. I know better.
I'm not gonna leave. We got two important characters sitting next to each other. I'm not gonna leave this part.
He's like, I came for help. I was like, oh.
All right, enough about Spider-Man. What do you think about all the anime news coming up?
The only thing you surprised me with was Bleach coming back. Oh my god, that's just gigantic. I was just thinking the other day, it's like, you know what I missed all the music for Bleach, and they hit us with that remix with the Hazel Fernandez. Oh, so good.
Oh, that remix is so good. I couldn't tell you how much I'm like how excited. I think it's just is it a movie or is it an arc? I don't remember.
It's like probably a limited run series.
Yeah, like a standalone arc.
I would love it to be like a 24 eps. That'd be good. I could see that. Would be fine too.
They're
gonna hit us with a flashback arc. You know. You already know it's Bleach. Hopefully not. Hopefully they do the My Hero Academia route.
So, with the new season coming up, we already know there's a lot of anime we're excited to see. Anything that's not, like, super on the radar you're excited to see?
I haven't really been looking at it, to be honest with you.
So, we're going to get Attack on Titan, find the finale, so...
That's right. How could I forget about that?
That's a given.
Kimetsu, you know, Yaiba is now in the new arc, finally.
Yeah, that's
I already know you were hella excited about teasing Master Takagi.
Takagi-san season 3. Yep, I'm loving it. I can't wait for that. Also, can't wait for Genji Tsuchiji. I know you're pretty excited for that one too, right?
Yeah. Just because it looks cool. I don't even know when JoJo's Bizarre Adventure season 2 is coming out for part 6. I legit watched that in a day, the whole arc. I was like, oh, this is great. I need a Jolene Kujo figure.
Oh, they released all of that at once on Netflix?
Yep. Just the first half, I guess. I don't know how many there's going to be because part 5 or part 4 was like 38, 39 episodes. It's pretty long. So I could see them going to 40.
I'm pretty excited for... Well, they're doing the second season. I'm surprised they're already doing the second season of the Assassin anime. So
right. It's just a continuation, right?
No breaks, which is I guess like a lot of people are pretty excited to see that. But there's a lot of isekai anime coming out for that season
always
too.
Dude, that's gonna be like
but more than normal, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I'm just looking at it now, there looks like there's like 8 or so isekai animes coming up.
I'm excited for Sabikui Bisco.
Was that the sports one?
No, it's just, I don't know what type of anime it is. All I know is I saw them riding on top of a crab on train tracks. I was like, yeah, this is for me. And it looks a little bit like fairy tale art a little bit.
Have you seen all the current, like, announced animes coming up soon, like, for the year?
No, I like to keep myself a little bit fresh on that and get excited.
There's some big names.
I can't put that on my heart, man. I need to just know at the end of the season what the next one is, so I don't die from anticipation.
Let me throw you these big names.
Oh, okay. God. So what are you doing to me?
So, we already know that Chainsaw Man's coming out. That was already pre-announced.
Yeah, wasn't that supposed to be October? Feels like they pushed it back.
Yeah, but it's airing in 2022, so soon.
Like, yeah, okay.
You know, in the coming year. But we're gonna get Dr. Stone season 3. That's pretty crazy.
Really? I thought it was done.
No, because they finished it off by freezing that one guy. So
yeah, they made him a popsicle.
And then we're going to get Shield Hero season 3. Crazy.
Oh, it's been like, what, a year or two?
It's been a while. It's not that long, though. Not that long. So, it hasn't been pushed back.
Okay.
Overlord season 4.
Pretty crazy. I feel like I've died down on Overlord.
I mean, the ending to the last season was kind of meh, so
last season was all about Sebastian, right? Or was that season 2? We already know we only get like 2 epic scenes per season, so it was a slow build.
Yeah. I'm like the last season, they just had that big ending where it was just kind of like him destroying like a whole army, and I was like, yeah, all right, cool, whatever.
Sebastian was cooler, but you know, I'm not taking points here.
Right. And then we're gonna get Made in Abyss. Oh,
so wait, isn't that a movie?
It's the second season. It's
right. We had the movie.
Yeah, we had the movie. So
this is you saw it, right? Made in Abyss.
The movie?
Yeah.
I think it's on my...
You've got to.
I know I have to. I know it's like one of those you have to watch.
You know how... I listen to the soundtrack from that movie so much, especially the ending theme. Oh my god.
Another big one, Goblin Slayer season 2. That's another big one coming up in the year. That's
pretty spicy. Crazy. It'll be a little sexy.
Is it okay to pick up girls in a dungeon? That's going to get another season. Season 4 is coming out for that
one. Nice.
Itai no wa, it's the one with the girl with the big shield where she's like, it's all over the place near the end Maple. Of the first season. Yeah, the one with Maple.
The overpowered by accident one. I was like, oh fuck, I fell down, I'm overpowered again.
No, it's like she fell asleep in a dungeon or something that just got like sworn by bugs and her defense got poisoned.
Yeah, I love that. It's funny because you see the like, I like that type of show just as, you know, filler where they're like, oh my god, she's overpowered, what's happening? And she's all klutz. She's just a klutz.
Klutz. Yeah. It's just one of those, I know it's going to be filler, but I can't wait to watch it. That's going to be really exciting to see. Another one is Uzaki-chan. That's getting a season 2. It's so crazy.
Nice.
2022 is so crazy. I know you haven't watched the anime yet, but Yojo Senki is the one with like the isekai girl that is a military commander or whatever. I think you watched that one. Did you watch that one?
I don't Saga recall. Of Tanya. Oh no, I haven't. I need to. We should do a pod about that. Maybe.
Yeah, I saw it and I really, really enjoyed it. So that's gonna get a second season.
What was that one about? She like, it's, she's a guy, a salaryman, she dies and becomes a little Hitler soldier.
Yeah, soldier
type person. Little Hitler soldier. Wow. Everybody loves it. You just make it a kawaii waifu and it makes it okay. It does not. To be clear, it does not make it okay.
Little Hitler sounds like
it was a robot chicken thing.
No, they had a skit. Yeah, it sounds like a skit like from like the whitest kids you know or something.
Yeah, it was literally a skit and I think Robot Chicken there, Little Hitler.
Oh, I remember
when he was a little kid. Yeah, you just have to say it somewhat in that tone and you remember.
You have to say it in that jingle where they
Little Hitler. That's where the DMCA goes. We got you now, son. You said the thing. here's our 2-cent check from royalties that we don't get.
Nagatoro-san season 2 is coming up. Super crazy. Can't wait for that.
Dude, 2021 was insane. We had a great year.
Nah, next year's gonna be way more insane.
Dude, we had Evangelion movie was like the movie to end all movies. Demon Slayer was massive in the US.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What other, like, it's been a really good year for that. What other shows have you, dude, Odd Taxi?
Odd Taxi, dude, how crazy that Odd Taxi got nominated for like
not crazy anime, at all not crazy at all
from IGN, and then it also got like a must watch from like the New York something post or something like that. That's pretty post. Crazy. That's pretty crazy.
Remember when I said it was like the movie Collateral with Jamie Foxx and the other guy? That movie was huge back in, I think it was 08. It did really good.
Did it?
Oh yeah.
I don't think I ever watched it.
It was a great movie. But it was about a taxi driver driving around a criminal. So that's why I called it that. Not exactly the same. There was no walrus people or animal people. I mean, maybe Jamie Foxx saw people as bumblebees for all I know, but
yeah,
it was fine.
Aren't you excited to see Nagatoro-san season 2, though?
Ooh, when you say Nagatoro, I know the name, but I forget the face. I don't know why.
It's the teasing girl anime, except
I like haven't dark, seen a single. Oh, wait, the dark one.
You finished it. Yeah, the dark one.
The dark version.
We talked about it for a long time.
Yeah. I saw it. It was great. I like watching that anime, one in Bastions. But
the dark one.
They know how to hit all the fetishes.
Tony Kakukawi, you never finished it, but I can't wait to see season 2. It's going to be great.
Hey, if it has a banging opening theme, sign me up.
The first one had a really big.
Oh, wait. Is the Shamisen anime coming back?
I'm going down the list. Maybe I haven't seen
it. Oh, I need it. I already know we're getting
here's for you. Here's one for you. Irma Kun season 3.
Ooh. Dude, that's for everybody. That's for Saturday mornings. That's for cereal with breakfast.
Another one is Tsukiga Michibiku. That's the one with the dragon and the spider lady. That was gonna be season 2. That's pretty exciting. That's a filler though. We know it's a filler.
Yeah, of course.
Fairy Tail? Fairy Tail's getting another season, 100 Year Quest. That's pretty crazy.
Is this the Eden Zero one or
100 Year Quest is the arc. So I haven't caught up with Fairy Tail in a while, so I don't remember
what. Is this happened. Like with the original characters still or the new spin-off?
Yeah, with the original characters.
Oh, okay. I never finished the original series, but I picked up the Eden Zero and I like it.
Another one is everyone's super excited for Spy X Family, so that's gonna be pretty.
Yeah, crazy. I have no idea what is going on with that, but I'll watch.
I read the anime. Don't read like
the manga. You mean?
yeah. I read the manga.
You read the film pieces. No, I won't. I'm not gonna spoil myself.
Yeah, don't spoil yourself. It's really good. I 100% expect it to be really good. Kuva Bear's getting a season 2.
Hey, why not? It's cute. Was that the one with the girl that was in the costume?
And yes.
The
isekai?
Yeah.
Dude, like, how are you gonna figure the name like Kuva Bear?
What was it called? The second season title? Just second season?
It's just called Kuva Bear 2.
They should have added another flashy. Kuva.
Kuva Bear.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? What other animes are standing out? Like, there's more I'm not talking about, but I'm just talking about the ones that I can.
To Your Eternity, for sure. We're getting that in the fall.
Oh, that one's going to be pretty excited to see.
Oh, I get ready to cry for that one.
You think that one's going to be also 24 eps?
Yeah, it could be. They said it's second season fall 2022.
I'm looking around. I think that's all the second seasons that I'm seeing. I was expecting them to do the
Morikage Yasama Love is War, right?
Yeah, well, that one's gonna get another season, but I wanted to see the I heard that it was gonna get another season. It was the one where the rent a girlfriend anime. Remember that one?
Didn't finish it, but yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I wanted to see another season of that. I was really expecting that to be.
You really liked it?
Yeah, it's really good. I heard. Well, I'm not gonna spoil it because it's a major spoiler about what happens near the end of the show.
I didn't finish it, so don't spoil, please.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna spoil that for you. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. What the full lineup is.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so.
Oh, wait. Library Girl is coming back, right?
Yeah, that's coming up in spring season. Spring season.
Oh, soon. Pretty soon.
Yeah, so not the. Is that the next season? Or No.
Spring 2022, it looks like.
Yeah, so it's going to be one season past the winter, so that's going to be pretty crazy to see. Like, it's crazy that we're getting a second season of Shield Hero, and then they're already pre-announcing season 3 for Shield Hero.
Oh, no way. They got a lot in the basket.
Yeah, so we're...
I guess Slime is coming back too, right?
Yeah, it's too big of an anime not to get...
Yeah, you gotta keep printing that money, you know? All those figures that they're making, there's like 50 different, you know, Slime figures for all the REM figures that they have, and RAM figures.
I mean it's easy for them to print
the ball.
Oh, so I guess it's gonna get Kaguya-sama is getting another season in spring. I can't tell if this is season 3 because they just call it Ultra Romantic, so I guess that's their name. Oh yeah, third season. Yeah, it says third season in the description.
Yeah,
so we're gonna get another season for that one. And then, you know, we already talked about winter. A lot of good, exciting animes coming up. It's crazy the amount of...
Oh, man, I love the amount of anime we get these days. It's so good.
Oh, it's not bad. It's the
It's good of, and like, bad. It's, yeah. There's too much to watch.
Yeah, like...
But never getting bored. Always something good.
Oh, Lord. Any crazy anime news been popping up you want to talk about?
Nothing crazy. Like, the only thing I saw that was kind of funny in terms of merch was the Gargura and the Sora earphones that make noises when they're pairing and stuff like that. But for the price, I'd rather just get, you know, some Samsung buds.
I mean, for the price, you can literally
AirPods.
I mean, if you're good at like going into the bud software itself, you can change the startup sound yourself. You know,
I didn't know that. I didn't think too.
Yeah, like it's easy enough. Like. Just takes a little bit of programming, but you can easily do it. I don't think it'd be that hard.
Okay. Anything else that you've been excited to buy? Anime-wise. No statues. No Ben Presto Grandistas. I want the Jolene Kujo ones, like $25.
I'm not a big... Like, compared to you, I'm not that big of a figure person. Like,
yeah. I think my biggest regret in terms of merch was missing the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Seiko watches. Those are like so much more than they were. I think the only cheap one is the pink one that I really want, but I don't want to get a fake off of, you know, eBay or get a damaged automatic watch out of warranty. Had to pay $800 to fix it or something crazy.
Oh, they don't do like an instant warranty or whatever? Like,
but the warranty, I think, expires. I forget. I don't follow automatic watches too much. I just know that it's only for X amount of time. If it's like a gray market watch, it won't be covered by like a purchase warranty.
But that's
a whole nother area that I barely know enough about.
I don't even touch watches. Like, at this point, watches are just a fashion item. They're not used to.
Oh, they are, dude.
Yeah, like, they're not used to look at time anymore. Like,
look, I really like my Trafalgar D Law one. I'm so glad I got that to celebrate the 1,000th episode. Oh, so good. I got it on sale too under MSRP, so that's good. Instantly, because of Honey. Thank you, non sponsored.
That's pretty funny. Oh man. I mean, there was a lot of anime news that kept popping up, but I just don't
remember. There's just a torrential, like, look, whenever the Mori Calliope Nendoroid comes out, call me. Like, I know I was tempted by Gurus, but I skipped it.
I mean, if you're going to get one, it has to be Gurus, right?
It has to be Mori for me.
I'm not big on, like, Mori's cool, but honestly, at this point, like, the VTuber hype has really died down for me. I'm not really big into it. That, like,
yeah, I know. I'll watch the biggest one I saw. I was like, oh my god, Lapis Darkness. That's so cool. I don't watch a single one of her streams. I just like how she is and her little intro music. The Christmas thing was really cool, by the way, that they just had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I only watch, like, the big streams. I won't watch any of the, you know, come join me, I'm gonna do X, I'm gonna do Y, just pretty much like the big ones they usually do every so often. And
I only put in for Calliope if she's doing like Jump King or Shiny Hunting going insane.
I mean, not apparently not she did for me.
Like a Hamilton rap endurance stream. I was like, this is pretty legit. I only know Hamilton because of an 08 Lin-Manuel Miranda did it before the play was out, years before. And he did in front of the Obamas and a whole bunch of people. He got laughed at a little bit, but then everybody was in it. Oh, such a good video. You need to watch it. I love it.
I haven't seen the play, by the way. I'm not really big into Hamilton in general. Like, just
no, I mean, this is just the guy himself with a piano guy. It's not a play. It's just him rapping. And I haven't seen the play at all. So I just know this one. And I really liked it. I've watched it over 30 times. God knows.
I think the only play I'll really watch is I like Grease. I enjoy Grease, so maybe
yeah.
No, that's probably the only one.
I usually grab like a little paper towel and dot grease out of my pizzas. I'm not okay with that.
I see you're not a big Grease fan.
Nah.
All right. Any other news? Any other topics you want to bring up?
I'm all tapped out.
Yeah, I'm pretty much all tapped out too. So I guess we'll call it here. I hope everyone has a great Christmas on that. I think we got one more podcast before the end of the year, so that might be our finale wrap up for the fall season coming into the winter. So I think we'll see you guys there. But besides that, I think that's pretty much it. So we'll catch you guys later. Bye.